Hello.
How's it going?
Well, at the end of Series 3, we put on a rare, awesome, and fairly stressful... Fairly stressful one-off special TV version of the show.
It was magical. We had an audience and everything.
Yeah, we did. They even clapped.
So while you can head over to YouTube and watch some of the highlights of that amazing night, we've put together this audio-flavoured version too.
That way, if you missed it live and you don't want us in your eye holes...
You can have us exclusively in your ear holes.
Ew. We're going to start with Catherine and the Tumble Fumble.
It's the Tumble Fumble. Are you ready for a scroll in the hay?
So we have three things for you. Three. How many fingers am I holding up? One of them is on Tumblr. I think the other two are on Twitter, if we are doing... Yeah, so the Tumble Fumble isn't all about Tumblr, confusingly. It just got that name because it was going to originally be all about Tumblr, but then I didn't find enough stuff. So it's just the internet in general and the weird things that I find. So the first thing comes from my love of Doctor Who. So I have, got a little band of fellow Doctor Who fans on Tumblr, and one of them made this little chap, a girl called Ginny, who lives in Missouri, actually has made two of these, and this is Teensy 12. This is actually Teensy 12 version 2, and he travels around the world. So he was in Helsinki before he was here with me, and he will go on to Glasgow when we're done with him. So he's supposed to be a little doll of the 12th Doctor. You can tell by this adorable fluffy hair, this sort of pyroclastic flow of a do, and his little angry eyebrows under there. He'll go back in his little cardboard TARDIS and get posted in the
that
mail.
That was adorable that he came in cardboard TARDIS.
So you can go to teensy12stravels.tumblr.com and see where he's been and what he's doing. Yeah, so he's met Peter Capaldi, he's met Jenna Coleman and Michelle Gomez. There's also... what am I talking about? Yeah, so he's been around. His counterpart goes around the US, and this little guy here goes around the rest of the world. I made him some new trousers for his appearance on the telly. So the images that the people at home are seeing on their screens are from Tumblr users Real Ginny and Apollo's Towel. So we also have good Twitter stuff. Clickbait Robot. So this is all randomly generated. Clickbait. Yeah, so it's just people generating those cheesy blog titles that you often get on, the marketing people, right? Seven people who are really nailing this whole Aunt Bessie's Yorkshire pudding thing.
Nice.
Each piece of clickbait is illustrated by an image, which I believe is taken from Google image search. So it's all a bit random and spliced together and looks hilarious. So those lucky people at home are actually getting to see some of it. Another piece of clickbait. Literally just 34 great U-bends.
Yep.
And also 36 U-bends. People who sparked your sexual awakening. Now that's much funnier if you can actually see the picture of Michael Gove, which illustrates that one.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Our third instalment on the Tumble Fumble, and a third and final, you'll be pleased to know, is a Twitter account called You Are Dog Now. That's just at You Are Dog Now. It's somebody that people make suggestions or they come up with them themselves. So it's a picture of a person, and then they find a dog that perfectly matches and illustrates that person. It's really quite beautiful. Our examples for those of you at home are Ron Burgundy. The second one is Justin Timberlake, and the third is the Pope.
Matt Peckham in the chat room says, "Oh boy, clickbait accounts and videos are the best." Brackets sarcasm. So there's a thought on clickbait for you from the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Catherine. Those were all very tumbly, twittery,
ever so slightly fumbly,
and ever so slightly fumbly as ever, which is always good.
Geekly Live.
Well, that was a fun tumble. I'm a huge fan of that clickbait robot. It just keeps pumping out more brilliantly weird stuff.
Like 10 parrots that wouldn't vote Trump.
Or that one about Nigel Farage marrying a bunch of Yorkshire puddings.
Aunt Bessie would be proud.
Proud or disturbed?
Bit of both, really.
Yeah. Well, now for the next item. You're going to have to use your imaginations
that
here.
That sounds risky.
What are we asking people to imagine?
Our balls.
Okay.
You know, our green geekly ping pong balls.
Oh, yes. How could I forget? Because you were both throwing them at me, weren't you?
Only because we love you.
It was for your own good.
I was trying to do the forecast and you were trying to distract me.
Didn't work though, did it?
Let's find out.
And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Geekly Chronicles on behalf of Parcel Force at 1900, or close enough. The general synopsis this evening. Letters, 4. Large letters, also 4, costing twice the price. Good news, everyone! Planet Express, 9. Beware of Nibbler. Vases and knickknacks, 6. Shattering likely. TNT, 4. Explosions likely. Amazon Prime, good. Order in the next 1 hour and 15 minutes for guaranteed delivery on Saturday, the 27th of February. Christmas gifts, 5. On-time arrival, unlikely. Royal Mail, 3. Geekly commemorative stamps, unlikely. The Irish Rover, 8. With a cargo of bricks, 10. Sailing at 1806. Winds, wild. Fog, likely. Look out for rocks. Turn around, 9 times. Yodel, 2. New low expected, soul destroying. Owl Post, 8. Occasional howlers and poorly disguised broomstick gifts possible. Beware of pellets. Deutsche Bahn Schenker, 4. Sea freight out of Dover, mainly fair. DPD, 10. Helpful text messages guaranteed. Delivery expected 0942 to 1042. Your driver's name is Fitzroy. DHL, 5. Moving rapidly southeast. Estimated delivery day, London. Pickford's, 11, increasing 15 at times when moving pianos. Serenity, 10, shiny, smuggling likely. Kern and Nagel, 12, unfortunate tongue twisters later. UPS, 7, people in brown expected. Post by train, 6, moderate chance of anoraks and weak lemon drink. Stobart, 7. 10 if you note the name of the vehicle. Gale warning issued. FedEx, 14. Violent storms persisting. Sea state, rough or very rough. Inflatable life rafts recommended. Wilson! And that ends the shipping forecast.
Geekly Live.
I have to say, I'm impressed. I really wasn't expecting you to get through that without laughing or murdering us.
It was quite impressive. You were like Peter Serafinowicz, just, you know, with more balls.
I'm pretty sure Peter Serafinowicz has balls.
But are they green?
Maybe we should tweet him and find out.
It's not easy being green.
Enough about balls.
Really? You're taking us out of the gutter?
I'm impressed.
Well, I thought I'd go all sophisticated for Series 4.
Oh, yes. Speaking of Series 4...
That's right. We'll have a whole new series of the Geekly Chronicles ready soon.
We'll be back from 8th of April 2016 for a whole new series of the show. We've had loads of feedback and we didn't actually ignore it all.
No, we really didn't. So we'll be back with all of the things that you love and some new stuff too.
We even think you'll like the new stuff.
Well, that's sort of the point, right?
I'm just glad we got away from the balls.
True.
So until Friday the 8th of April, from me, Kez.
From me, Chris.
And from me, Catherine.
Goodbye!
Goodbye!
You've been listening to The Geekly Chronicles. Content was researched and vaguely fudged together by Chris, Catherine and Kez, who are also your hosts for this evening's show. The Geekly Chronicles is an independent production. Any reference to any persons or things, living or dead, was probably an error. What is reality anyway? Don't take the blue pill, live long and prosper. Wear sunscreen.